We all have faith. Now the question is, though, where is our faith lie? And if you look in the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 22, and this is just a short message today. In Mark 11, 22, it says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." Now that's easier said than done. Because you know what? When times of struggle or turmoil or things come about, we have a tendency to back out on our life experiences. Wouldn't you say? If you have, you know, if you're having monetary problems, like you look at your checking account and you look at your bills, and the bills are a whole lot more than what the checking account has in it. Anybody ever been in that situation? We've all been in that situation. And we pray, "Oh Lord, Lord, I need something." And some people just, you know, they pray and they expect the next morning, miraculously, there's going to be an extra $1,000 in their checking account for some reason. The bank made a mistake, and so there should be a couple extra zeros behind that $1 that's left in there. But you know, the Lord gives us the ability to work, and He opens opportunities for us to work. And so all of a sudden we find that, hey, here's an extra job I can do to help fill the gap. Because I can tell you what, I remember when I was in college, if I made it to the end of the month and I had $10 left in my banking account, I was a happy camper. You know, so economic things, you know, really play a factor within our faith. But we sang a song at the very end, and I did that song, "Breathe on Me," for a reason. I wish I could have found this one song, but we don't have it in our hymnals anymore. But the same person that wrote "Breathe on Me" wrote this song. It's called "Have Faith in God." It's by B.B. McKinney. And I wanted to read the lyrics to you this morning, and then we'll go on from there. The lyrics go, "Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of His children. So have faith in God. Just have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches o'er His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest plea He will never forget. Wait on the Lord. Trust His word and be patient. Have faith in God. He'll answer yet. Have faith in God in your pain and your sorrow. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon Him and leave them there. Oh, leave them there. Have faith in God, though all else fail about you. Have faith in God, He provides for His own. He cannot fail, though all kingdoms shall perish. He rules, He reigns upon His throne." We have been studying in Bible study so much about all the different kingdoms and all the things and all the different gods that have been worshipped and all the different kingdoms that have come into power and gone out of power. And it starts making me wonder, what do we keep as our God? Is it truly God Himself, or is it things that we treat to be God-like? Some people, they put their faith in their money. Do they not? They figure whatever their shortcomings are, that money will buy it. Have you ever heard somebody says, you know, you've heard the old say, you know, money can't buy happiness, but it buys everything else? Some people are so wrapped up in making sure that their bank accounts are so large because that's where they find their security. That's why Christ, when He looked at the rich man, He said, "Go home, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, then come follow Me." He knew that it wasn't the fact that the guy was wealthy. That had nothing to do with it. It was, where was his heart? And his heart was in what he had obtained, what he had worked for, sweated for, and acquired through life. It's funny that that lesson right there is learned at the youngest of ages. I see it all the time with my granddaughter. She is fantastic to watch when she's just by herself. She is a doll. Bring another child into the mix, and all of a sudden, she has to be first doing this. She has to lay down on that spot that the other child wanted to lay. She wants to hug me first before the other grandchild hugs me. Don't take her toy because it's hers. Because she has not learned yet at the age of 4 to have faith in God. She sees as these items, or myself, or her grandmother, that is her security. But God is our security, much more than that dollar bill. We see this happening so much in our society today. Some people have faith in the government. Do they not? The bigger the government, the better we're going to get taken care of. Oh, I love that one. I still live by Abraham Lincoln's saying. He says, be careful, because when you create a government large enough to give you what you want, you've also created one large enough to take what you have. So we have to be careful of that. But, you know, people rely on that. Now, as I was talking about before, there didn't used to be a welfare system. People took care of each other. It used to be here in this community that this very church, this was where all the social, this was where the socialing took place. You wanted to meet people, guess where you came? You came to church. Why? It's where you went. That's what happened on Sundays. It's where you went to meet people. And they put their faith in that. But today, people put their faith in having things given to them. We see it more and more throughout our society. Well, I'm entitled to this. Really? Can you imagine your child still wanting to live with you when they're 30, 35? Why? Well, I'm entitled to live here. You're supposed to take care of me your whole life. What parent here does not shudder? I mean, just shake when you think, you know, I'll help you out, but you can't stay here. Why? You do them more of a disservice. You chop people's legs out from under them when you don't teach them how to stand on their own. And when you have all of our faith being put in the government, there's what's going to keep us propped up. It's going to eventually fail, because every kingdom will eventually fall. I don't know of one kingdom in this world yet that hasn't eventually failed. Even the great Roman Empire failed. They all eventually fail. Some people put faith in themselves. Oh, this is the worst one. Believe me, some people put themselves, some people put it in other people. I'll give you a hint. Both will fail you. Because, number one, you are not God. You cannot do it all. My wife, she came home and she was talking about Wendy's place. And Wendy is such an expressive person. I mean, if she's busy 23 hours and 59 minutes of the day, she'll volunteer at least for 3 more hours to do something. And you know, when you do things like that, other things have to go by the wayside, do they not? Because there's only 24 hours in the day. And so, with poor Wendy, Julie came into the house, and first thing Wendy did was start to apologize for the way her house looked. Because I don't know why, but they all think that Julie keeps an immaculate house. And believe me, it's nice. She's gotten a lot better at it. But when we first got married, no, it wasn't. You know, I used to always say that she was doing a wrinkle test for clothes. She was great at washing them, but boy, they could just pile up. And then my clothes would always be the ones that were on the bottom that had the deepest, most ingrained wrinkles in them. But you know, some people, they just think that they can handle whatever life challenge is out there. They have the education to do it. Or they have the money in the account to have it done. But we will fail ourselves. I know before I came to really know the Lord, I was just running as hard and as fast as I could to obtain this and grab that and do this and be this. But you know what? I burned out. Anybody here ever experienced burnout? There's a lot of people that experience burnout. And here's how I can always tell when somebody's burned out. They say that the average male, this is us guys, we will change our jobs 6 to 7 times throughout our career. And here's why. Because as soon as you realize that what you are doing is not going to get you for where you thought it would, you get burned out that quick and you start looking for something else. And when we put our faith in ourselves and all of a sudden we realize that we can't do what we thought we could do, maybe we're getting older, maybe we're a little heavier, maybe we're not quite as good looking, whatever it happens to be, we start to get disappointed. Because we change. But our Heavenly Father, He never changes. He doesn't care that we get older. He doesn't care that we get slower. He doesn't care if we live in a mansion or in a condo, in a shack, if we live at the river bottoms. He only cares about us and what we're going to do. Some people, and I love this one, some Christians put more faith in their religion than they do in God. They are meticulous about following every rule, every comma, every period, every dot to their doctrine in their church. And they delight more in that they are a good Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, Nazarene, just fill in the blank. They are tickled to death that they are a card-carrying member, and that's what they are. They are a good whatever. And they pray for peace and understanding and contentment. But oh, get them around somebody else who doesn't believe exactly the way they do, and they wreathe with resentment. And this is not just the saints, folks. I will tell you this, that it is very seldom that you will get a Bible study going amongst different denominations of pastors, because it ends up in arguments. Because by golly, by gee, by whiz, they're all going to make their point for their doctrine of their church, why it's right that they should be in that church and not following this way. And it becomes nothing but rams hitting heads against each other all the time. And isn't it sad that the leaders of the church can't find peace amongst each other, but yet they expect their congregations to? Why? Because they are putting more faith in their doctrines than they are in God. Now we think, has it changed any over all the years? I want you to listen to this scripture, Psalms 20, verses 7 and 8. It says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Imagine back in that day, did they delight in money? Probably in their status. The Pharisees and how many scrolls they could memorize. I've got a bigger chariot than you. My horse is faster than yours. How was your day, dear? Oh, tiring. What'd you do? It took me hours to grind these grains into flour. The tasks are different, but the complaints are the same. Do not put your faith in anything or anyone other than God. We just got done in the book of Jeremiah in the 9th chapter, and it said in there, in the 9th chapter, verses 23 and 24, it says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let them that glorify glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. It's weird, isn't it? We might think that we even delight in our knowledge. The fact that you have another initial or two behind your name or before your name. Have you ever known somebody that you meet them and say, I'm going to pick on Stuart here and say, well, your name, sir? And he says, Dr. Stuart Anderson. Or, you know, you're a teacher. When I was in real estate, I used to crack up because they had the agents that had been there and taken all these courses. They had about 15 different initials. They had to get cards that were almost twice the size of ours just so they could get all those initials in there. And I'm like, who cares? You know, they do. That's exactly right. They glorify in the fact that they have these different initials. I tell everybody I'm a doctor. My initials are MD. They don't know. I'm perfectly content with my three initials. Some, they just glorify in their experiences. Some people you get around, that's all they want to do is regale you with their life experiences. How they did this, and how they did that, and how they did this, and how. And you're like, oh no, not this story again. I've heard it 15 times. But when we gather, we need to gather and glorify the one that gave us the ability to have those experiences. The one that gave us the brain to obtain those different initials. The one that gave us the blessings to have the bank account that might be higher than somebody else's. Thank him, for in all that he has done for us, without him, we would have none of that. Because that is how we are justified before Christ, or before God, in our faith unto the Father. It says in Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And in Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Faith. Simple five-letter word. Have faith in God. Don't worry about what's happening to you now. Pray unto the Lord. He will get you through it. He'll provide. Here's the one thing I found. Doesn't mean that if this is a cliff right here and it's 400 feet straight down, sometimes you feel like you just keep getting closer. You keep getting closer. And your feet and your toes are right over the end, and your toes are pressing down, trying to press back against the forces that are trying to push you off that cliff. But all of a sudden, you take another step. Christ and God is there to hold you up because you had faith in him. And that faith is a leap of faith. It's a leap of faith, a step of faith. Take it. Don't counsel with anybody else asking, well, should I do this? If you feel it's from the Lord, take it. If it's truly from him, he'll bless you. When you ask of the Lord, as James says, ask properly. Don't ask amiss. God will answer your prayers. It might take a little time. He might take you up to that cliff and let you see exactly how far you can fall. But have faith in him, for he loves you and cares for you, and he will not let you fall.